The world's biggest annual gathering for the cell phone industry cancelled because of coronavirus. Live from London, this is Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Matthew Davis. Good morning. Concerns over coronavirus have prompted the organisers of the Mobile World Congress to cancel this year's event in Barcelona. The conference, the largest of its kind, was due to start in 10 days' time and usually draws 100,000 visitors to the Spanish city. But 40 companies, including Amazon, Facebook and Intel, had already pulled out. The BBC's Jane Wakefield told me more.
Over the past sort of 5 years, we've seen a tail off of big announcements at Mobile World Congress. So although everybody seems to want to still go to these places and have a presence, often the announcements aren't made there. So we've seen Samsung announcing its big phone ahead of Mobile World Congress.
The organisers of this conference didn't really have much of a choice, did they? Because the big names, people like Amazon, Intel, had already backed out.
We were just seeing names every day dropping out. So they had no choice, really, but to cancel it. Although there are some rumours that it really wanted to put pressure on the local government to cancel it because it was a health emergency. For insurance reasons, then they might have been able to sort of claw back some of the investment they've made in this. That didn't happen. In fact, the health minister said, you know, this is not a health emergency. We should all look at the facts here and be calm.
The BBC's Jane Wakefield. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. A rise in the number of coronavirus cases in China has weighed on the markets. Japan's Nikkei was down 0.1% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down by 0.3%. In Europe, London's FTSE has lost 1%. Also here in London, financial regulators are investigating the chief executive of Barclays regarding his links with the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Jess Staley has previously told the bank's board he had business connections with Epstein, who was convicted of sex offences and died in prison in New York last summer. Here's the BBC's Dominic O'Connell.
It's hardly surprising that Jez Staley had business links to Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Staley ran the private wealth division of JP Morgan, one of America's biggest banks, for several years. He looked after the private investments of wealthy Americans, exactly the kind of business in which Mr. Epstein was a big player. This morning, Barclays said in an announcement to the stock exchange that Mr. Staley had volunteered information about that relationship to the Barclays board, but that the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority, the two largest financial watchdogs, were now looking at exactly what he said. The bank said the investigation was into Mr. Staley's characterisation of his relationship with Mr. Epstein and the subsequent description of that relationship to the Financial Conduct Authority. Mr. Staley has been in hot water with regulators before over his pursuit of a whistleblower at the bank. Barclays said he retained the full support of the board.
Dominic O'Connell there. Now, here's a novel financial transaction. 2 years ago, an American organisation called the Nature Conservancy bought 5% of the debt held by European nations in the Indian Ocean country of the Seychelles at a cost of $21 million. In return, the Seychelles agreed to protect much of the ocean that surrounds it. The BBC's Catherine Buerhango travelled to the Seychelles to find out more.
By 2021, nearly a third of the Seychelles' waters will be subject to tough restrictions on human activities such as fishing and tourism. It's part of a groundbreaking deal between the government and the environmentalist group, the Nature Conservancy. This is how it works. The TNC provided over $20 million, which allowed the Seychelles to pay off part of its national debt and offered better repayment terms on this new loan on the proviso that the money saved, over $8 million, is spent protecting the ocean. Wallace Cosgrove is the Seychelles' environment minister.
We want to lead by example and show the world that it can be done. The resources in small island countries are not always available for conservation, for example.
Money saved on the debt is already funding local conservation projects. We head out on a small boat with some fishermen from the island of Praline. They have voluntarily stopped trap fishing in their local bay for 6 months, whilst they monitor the size of the fish in the area. Their catch has been getting smaller because of overfishing. Daryl Green is a tall, silver-haired fisherman. He's been in the business for much of his life.
If, as fishermen, we do not take responsibility for our fish stock, who's going to do it? If we don't start somewhere, then in the future we're going to be very hard pushed to find fish to feed our children.
This is storage for the fish. In total, we can feed about 1.5 tons of fish in total.
On the main island of Mahé, Biti Wawo is another silver-haired fisherman. He carries out bigger commercial fishing operations, and his boats can be out at sea for days at a time. The new marine restrictions will also affect fishermen like him.
I think having a protected area is good, but now what has happened now is simply to me a publicity stunt.
It will be tricky balancing the demands of people's livelihoods and what's best for the environment. And the world is watching to see if the Seychelles can make it work. I'm the BBC's Catherine Gyarahanga for Markets Place.
And that's all we have time for. In London, I'm Matthew Davis with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.